I'm joined here by Gary McDade at St Junan's College, who are currently hosting a Go Games Blitz organised by the transition year students here. Gary, how's the day going so far?
Yeah, really, really good, Mark. Suppose it's our TY Future Leader course that we set up a number of years ago. We were one of the pilot schools here in the country, and it's went on from strength to strength every year. And suppose last year, we were awarded the Gold Award, one of five schools in the country. This is the top award because the way they ran it last year was so good. So they got a day out in Croke Park. And because of that, our new Anuchtaran, Jarlath Burns, is coming to visit those five schools. So we're very privileged and a very lucky position that he's coming here today to watch what the boys are currently doing.
Yeah, Gary, it is, as you say, Jarlath Burns is coming. And it's a big day for the college to have a special guest with such authority and status in the game as Jarlath Burns.
Yeah, and he started his presidency very, very well, you know, when he's... plenty of stories and plenty of passion about the GA, and it's a nice reward for everyone involved in the college and the games over the last number of years to have him coming down here today. It's lovely for all our, like, we have 10 feeder primary schools, and that's not all our primary schools because we wouldn't be able to fit them all in, but there's 10 here today. They get the opportunity to play a bit of ball here today before they come and see the college eventually, so they do, and then the opportunity to meet Jarlath Burns here today as well.
Yeah, and Gary, you touched on the Future Stars Awards. I wonder, could you just tell us a wee bit more about the competition and how this all came about today?
Yeah, well, it's called the Future Leaders course, so it's TY, so it is. So basically I have the boys every week. There's about 30 of them in the course, so we advertise it in third when they're in third year, and then they choose whether or not they want to do it in TY. So they have their own class, and I meet them every week for a double class. But it's very cross-curricular as well. Like, there's about in math to do performance analysis, which is all about the modern day stats, I guess. That's the easy way of breaking down and describing. In English, they do a module in sports journalism, so they do a module on nutrition in the canteen with the girls in the canteen and cooking in there. So they do, and then I teach them a module on refereeing, and then I got Manus Freeland to do the Young Whistlers course with them. They also do a module on coaching, and they've also, a number of them have got organised well for them to do the foundation course in coaching, so they have. And the last module I've just done now was event management, where I teach them how to run an event. And basically today I'm standing back as a facilitator with very little to do, because it's their event and this is what they're being judged on. Can they run an event? And in fairness to them, we're going very well. I mean, we're over halfway now, as ran like clockwork to date, so hopefully it finishes like that.
And just lastly for me, Gary, things are going well on a sporting front overall for the college recently, have they?
Yeah, we're not too bad. You know, we have our under-14s and under-15s. Suppose both of them played A football because they won the competition at Corran Colm Kellett under-13. And under-14s are probably the pick of the teams in the school. They got to the quarter-final at Corran Óg, which is the A competition in Ulster this year, and beat Bemaraha. We're very close. I think it was 4 points in the end, and Maharaj went on to win it. Actually, it was the tightest game Maharaj got all year. So, listen, we're going in the right way. You know, it's tough competing at the top level, especially at A level, and when you go in and play across the six counties and across into Cavan and Monaghan, because, you know, you're competing against, maybe, you know, we're competing now against schools who have full-time GPOs in the school. You know, we're lucky here in the college. Suppose we've got maybe 15 teachers are heavily involved in coaching, marks there, and they're doing it in here, and they're staying in here after school, even after evening, and they're giving back because we have a lot of past pupils and the staff as well, and they know what it means to play for the college. And listen, everyone probably knows in Donegal, if you want to play football at the highest level, college's level, you come to St Junan's College. And suppose, you know, we have that name out there now, and it's really important, I think, for the benefit of Donegal, that maybe that when you look at Derry, you have Mahara and Mahara Felt, so you have, like, that we have these Abbey obviously this year in South Donegal. If we could get Abbey and ourselves maybe as maybe pushing and really leading out the school's football in Donegal, it's going to help the whole Donegal structure in football at county level.